The federal courts are running out of money as the partial government shutdown continues with no end in sight. Today is day 31. Tom Kaplan, Washington correspondent at the New York Times, says that's raising concerns that the legal system will be significantly hobbled if the standoff is not resolved soon. Tom, explain.
Well, the courts have been somewhat spared from the shutdown so far. They've been able to rely on money they've had available to stay afloat the past couple weeks. But time is running out, and within probably the next 2 weeks, the federal court system looks like it will run out of money, and then things will get much worse in courthouses around the country.
All right, meaning what? What could happen?
Well, it's a range of possibilities. So some cases have already been postponed, civil cases, even more may be postponed. Some employees are likely to be furloughed. Other employees who are still coming to work won't be paid anymore, with the exception of federal Supreme Court justices, appellate court judges, district court judges. And it will really just sort of grind courts to a halt, or at least disrupt sort of their orderly functioning, which is so important to individuals, businesses that come before courts. All sorts of things could happen.
Will there be efforts to preserve any remaining funds that they have, like close 2 days a week, or we took a look at a full closure of the court system at some point?
So what they've been doing the past couple weeks is to try to reduce expenses as much as possible to stretch their remaining funds as long as they can. And that's why they've been able to stay afloat and keep somewhat normal operations the past couple weeks. They have cut down on travel. They've cut down on new hiring, things like that, in order to make the money last as long as it can. But once they reach the point that the money has run out, then the courts will have to respond much in the way that executive branch agencies had to respond in December when the shutdown began. They'll have to kind of pare down their operations to mission-critical work. And there are lots of different ways this could happen. It's going to be decided on a court-by-court basis what steps will be taken. So one possibility, I was talking to an official at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers much of the West. One idea they're talking about is closing their courthouses one weekday per week and furloughing employees that weekday when the courthouses are closed. But there are lots of different ways that different courts could do it.
We're speaking with Tom Kaplan, Washington correspondent at the New York Times, about his piece about federal courts now running out of money and what that could mean in terms of the shutdown. I think there was one court you pointed out, too, like they're not going to host, for lack of a better term, extracurricular events like meetings or things like that.
Exactly, yeah. The Federal District Court in Brooklyn, they are telling groups that normally will have bar association meetings, continuing legal education, things like that, using courthouse facilities, that they need to find another place to do that. And sort of all different kinds of things that are not at the core of what courts do, which they view as resolving cases, other things will be put on hold as long as this goes on.
I suppose this means we're staring at a backlog, perhaps?
Well, that's the thing. It just makes sort of a difficult situation worse. There are, particularly at the district courts, a pretty significant number of vacancies in terms of judgeships around the country. So you have some courts that are already stretched quite thin. And as you know, I was told as I reported the story, it's not as if cases stop. It's not as if people are going to stop filing lawsuits. People will stop being arrested. That continues, so it just will pile up. And in the case of, you know, workers who are furloughed or courthouses that, you know, may close periodically, it's just going to be more work to dig out from when this ends, whenever that may be.
I didn't even think about kind of these smaller details like providing lunch for jurors.
Yeah, it's something that court officials are having to think about, just all the little things that courts have to pay for. What do you do if you can no longer, if you don't have money to spend? That's a concern for federal court in Manhattan, which is a really busy court, just trying to figure out how do you buy lunch as jurors deliberate. They also have a concern there about if building workers, sort of the facilities workers, how long they will be paid for, and then what happens if you can't have building workers to keep the courthouse open, what do you do then? So it's all sorts of ripple effects that come from this that court officials are having to grapple with now.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Kaplan, Washington correspondent at the New York Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.